Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The morning started here in New England with a fierce thunderstorm and pouring rain, but that didn't stop thousands of runners, many of whom pulled on huge garbage bags and continued across the finish line of the 123rd Boston Marathon. 30,000 people to be exact, one of the world's largest marathons, although London's later this month will have more than 50,000 on April 28th. To review, the Boston Marathon's 26.2-mile course, which starts in rural Hopkinton, Massachusetts, and winds its way through several communities before ending in downtown Boston. We have Here Now's Alex Ashlock at the finish line. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Robin. How you doing?
I'm good. What's it like there now?
It's like it is on every marathon Monday, Robin. People, thousands of people are crossing the finish line. You know, the Boston Marathon is kind of a bucket list thing for marathon runners, the holy grail of marathon runners. So a lot of these people are accomplishing a lifelong goal as they cross the finish line on Boylston Street here in downtown Boston.
And you cannot be
on all afternoon.
Yeah, you cannot be right there at the finish line because it's usually screaming, and like, so you're a little bit away from it. But you were,
I came inside.
Yeah, it's good for you. you sound like you've been up covering this overnight, which you were. You were on the truck ahead of the elite women. So tell us about that race.
Oh, what an incredible performance. Worknesh Degafa of Ethiopia. She breaks away from defending champion Des Linden and all the other women in the race with about 5 miles into the race, and then she runs alone for the last 21 miles to gain her first major marathon victory. She finished in 2 hours, 23 minutes, and 31 seconds. She's the eighth Ethiopian woman to win the Boston Marathon, the third in 7 years. Kenya's Edna Kiplagat was second in the race today. American Jordan Hasse placed third, just like she did in 2017. And Des Linden, she had a bit of a tough day today, but she did end up finishing fifth, not being able to defend her championship from last year, which was the first American woman to win the race since 1985.
Hey, she will always have that. And Alex, our ace reporter, Mackenzie, who is 10, came in and told us that there were three men, like neck and neck with like a mile to go. Tell us about the men's race.
Yeah, I mean, the men's and women's races couldn't have been more different given that just romp to victory in the women's race. These three men come down Boylston Street with only just inches between them. Kenya's Lawrence Chirono ended up being the fastest man in the race today. He was the fastest man in the field coming in. He needed all of that speed today. He outkicked Lalisa Desisa of Ethiopia, passed him just steps away from the tape, and he won the 123rd Boston Marathon in 2 hours, 7 minutes, and 57 seconds. It's his first major victory. Desisa has won here before in 2013 and also in 2015. He took the lead coming down Boylston, but he just couldn't hold it, and Chirono just nipped him at the tape. So it was a big victory for the Kenyan runner.
Well, and just as lots of excitement there.
It was incredible.
And just a thought, in the men's race in 2018, some history was made because it was the first Japanese winner since 1987. So how did that defending champion do today?
Well, the men's defending champion was not able to repeat, just like Des Linden wasn't able to do it in the women's race. Yuki Kawauchi, as you said, making history last year, winning the race as the first Japanese runner in many, many years. He actually finished 17th today, so he did make it across the line, but he was down in the pack as far as the elite runners go. He was looking for rain today, and as you mentioned at the top, it just poured down out.
Yeah.
In Hopkinton before the race started, but for the most part, the race itself was dry.
Yeah, you had the best wheelchair races in the world, and everybody thinks about them when there's bad weather like that. So what happened in those races?
Well, speaking of that, Tatiana McFadden, the American who won the race last year, she actually had an accident in the slippery conditions at around the 6-mile mark. She flipped her chair. She didn't actually come out of the chair, but she did flip it, so she had to right herself to get back on track. But the accident, maybe it really didn't matter because Switzerland's Manuel Achard did something similar to what the woman that won the elite women's race did. Manuel Achard ran away from the other wheelchair women in this race.
Yes.
She won by more than 5 minutes, and McFadden ended up second. So that accident she had with her chair maybe didn't really make that much difference. Over in the men's race, you had American Daniel Romanchuk. He won. He's the first American to win here since 1983. He's a rising star in the wheelchair world, in the men's wheelchair races. He's only 20 years old. He also won the New York Marathon last November. So you're going to look to see him, I think, win more Boston Marathons and probably win a lot of these other big city marathons in the future. Again, he's only 20 years old, so he has a really bright future in the sport.
Alex, we only have about a minute left, but we, of course, want to look at the past. This is the exact day that 6 years ago, three people were killed, more than 260 hurt, many lost limbs and have since run this race. But how was it marked today?
Everybody's thinking about it because it is the first time this has happened, the first time the anniversary of the bombings and the race itself have been on the same day. But I think in a way it's a good thing. It makes sense. You know, we've gotten back to running the marathon just like we have for more than 100 years. That day, April 15th, 2013, remains part of the race's history. But the running is also part of the history, too, and we're seeing that today.
Yeah, it is becoming history. Here now is Alex Ashluck at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Alex, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Robin.